Hello?
Hello, is Nina Russell there?
Yes, it's her.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Yeah, I'll vote.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that a definitely or probably?
Yes.
Oh, which one?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
37.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American?
I'm black.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which, with the direction?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly cold or warm. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is...
And who is this about?
This is... Oh, what was your question?
Who is this about?
This is about the public education system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just general questions. So the first one was public school teachers.
I say not warm and cold, just in the middle.
So in the scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means you feel very warm? How much? I'm sorry.
50. Oh,
thank you. Critical race theory or CRT?
Can you repeat that?
Critical race theory or CRT?
I'm sorry, you broke up. Can you repeat it again?
Critical race theory or CRT?
Critical race theory, is that what you said?
Yes.
I don't really know what that is.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. The next one is the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
Just in the middle, I guess.
A number?
50.
50?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What about public charter schools?
I'd say 50.
Joe Biden?
Which one is the worst one?
0 to 100. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm. Any number.
Is warm good, or which one's good or bad?
100 means you feel favorable, and 0 means you feel unfavorable.
I'd say I'd give him maybe a 20.
Thank you. Public schools?
Public schools, I feel favorable. Maybe I'd say 60.
Thank you. Your local school board?
I'd say 50.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Cold. 10. I don't really believe in any of that stuff. Like, and I think all that's, I think the Black Lives Matter movement is a ruse for, to welcome. I think that's mainly, I think they're mixing, LGBT. I think that's what that is. I don't think it's about Black Lives.
Thank you very much for your opinion. We will take it in consideration. And the last one for this section is Donald Trump.
Oh, I like Donald Trump. I'd say 100.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd say so. I'd give them about, like, maybe good. They could be a little better.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding the topics. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
What was the question again? Public schools prepare them for what?
For life. But we're going to go one by one. So you tell me what rating they get. How well do public schools prepare students to compete for and get jobs in the future global job market?
I'd say they, are we doing numbers or?
Yes, from 0 to 10, where 0
okay.
means not.
I'd say 5.
How well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Well, in my community, they prepare them, I think, pretty well, like, I don't know, 7.
Thank you. How well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education, like college?
In my community, they prepare them actually really well. I'd say 9.
Thank you. How well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
They prepare them really well in my neighborhood. I live in mm-hmm. kind of an upper class neighborhood. So.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the same neighborhood that I live in, mm-hmm. so yeah.
So how would you rate them?
Yeah.
From 0 to 10, how would you rate them?
Rate the public schools in my neighborhood?
About how well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
As far as the only ones I know about as far as my neighborhood, I'd say about maybe 8.
Okay, thank you. How well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills?
I'd say 9.
How well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
10.
Thank you. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you read, heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. And just I want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so bear with me. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Do you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard?
Everything's about politics.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I heard a lot about that, and I don't like that, but yeah.
Thank you. Now, please tell me whether you disagree or agree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to...
What sensitive topics are we talking about?
It doesn't say, but for the purposes, I guess, the topics that most people would say are sensitive topics.
Let
me restart. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum.
You said individual parents can't do what?
Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Well, no, but they do have the right to, you're right.
So, do you somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
Yes, correct.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For example, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose them, for each, I'm sorry. The first one is adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat support?
I strongly support that.
Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
I don't really understand that question.
Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements for
teachers. Yeah, I think they should. Yeah, so, I mean, if they're teaching the kids, they should be, you know.
Do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I strongly support it.
The next one is removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
No, they shouldn't, because kids need to know what's out there.
Do you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
I strongly oppose it.
Increasing teacher pay.
I support that strongly.
Thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Now, some cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations and the Black experience in America and the contributors and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I strongly agree with that. Because I strongly agree that it should.
Thank you. Now, and I think that this is one of the later questions already. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that some might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts they say is too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
I don't agree with that, but okay.
So from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all convincing and 10 means very convincing, where how would you rate it?
The 7.
Thank you. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Can you repeat that?
Okay. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Do you find that not at all convincing, very convincing? Any number from 0 to 10?
I'd say 5, maybe.
Thank you. The last one for this section is, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. We still have a few more. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How would you rate that?
I'd say 7.
Thank you. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Yes, of course.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
And the next one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Well, yeah. I strongly agree that they shouldn't.
Thank you very much. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I completed, I got my AA. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so bad at those. How would you?
Associate's degree.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm disabled.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
I'm married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat or a Republican?
I'm a Republican. Independent? Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger,
no.
living in your house?
No, ma'am.
And also, you don't have children under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, and these are just two more questions, I think. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat
very
liberal?
Very conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
All the time. Twice a week.
Twice a week. And now, for each of the following descriptions of Reed, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Yeah, that's what I am.
So that applies to you?
Yes.
Thank you. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Is a professor what?
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
I couldn't understand.
Is someone in your household an educator, such as a teacher, professor,
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
I'd say I live downtown, so.
That would be suburban?
Yeah.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your kindness and your participation. Have a wonderful night.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.